Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Death is inevitable. Even knowing this, it's hard to say goodbye to the ones we love. That's right, everyone. You asked for it. Grab the wine and prepare yourselves for some mourning. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over the character deaths that devastated us the most. This one was requested by Samuel Anderson.
Hey, thanks, Samuel. And we don't have wine. We actually have chai tea.
We do. Because we're slowly turning into Indian grandmas.
Exactly. But I put you onto it tonight. This is your first chai tea and you're loving it.
I'm loving it.
Excellent.
I'm going to, I think, maybe branch out into dirty chais.
Oh, yes.
Which made a bunch of them. Mm. But now I'm thinking some coffee might go good in this chai.
Well, I love dirty chais. Just dirty it up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this one's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it is going to be a tough one. It was tough because in the beginning when we were talking about doing this topic, I started off by like going through my favorite fandoms.
Mm.
And then I kind of expanded from there and I realized that I'm a huge sook.
Yeah.
And I cry over a lot.
I am just looking at my list. And so when I made mine, I was just writing so many Harry Potter characters.
Yes.
Right? So I narrowed it down to two on my list.
Oh my God, I did the same thing.
So glad we're so alike.
Yeah. So I did. I like with Game of Thrones and with Harry Potter, I was like all of them, but particularly
these
two.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. All right. And do you know what else? Well, we'll get into it when you see it, but there's a lot of. Nah, look, I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to wait and see. You kick it off. Tell me who's on your list.
All right. I'm gonna start. I'm not going to go with Game of Thrones or Harry Potter first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with one that's a little bit left field. It's from television. Rita from Dexter.
See, I have never watched Dexter, but I heard when this happened, I heard all about Rita and I was like, who the fuck is Rita?
Oh, my God.
What happened to her?
So Dexter is after this particular serial killer called the Trinity Killer.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of exposes himself.
It's not that kind of night.
Exposes his identity. Okay, that's
still,
what I'm going to say.
Still, that's funny.
Hello. And, you know, oh, God, I was going to say he rubs the killer the wrong way and I'm just all
the innuendos
in
are coming in hard and fast tonight.
Oh, damn, girl.
What's in this chai tea?
I don't know. Maybe it is a dirty chai.
Maybe. Anyway.
Okay, so he, you know, gets on the wrong side of this serial killer.
Mm.
And what made the death of Rita so devastating is that it kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm.
He gets home one day and he's like, oh, where's my wife?
Mm.
Kind of thing. And the babe, you know, she's in the bathtub. She's bleeding out.
Oh, my God.
And their child is sitting in a pool of blood.
Oh, how old is the child?
Only like a toddler.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
It's awful. And it's like this strange tie to his own personal experience. You know, he says that he was born bathed in blood. So, you know, because his mother passed away and he was covered in blood as well. Oh. So he sees his son in the same situation that he was in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and she was lovely. She was so lovely for somebody who was married to essentially a serial killer. Mm. She didn't know.
Yeah, right.
Obviously. But she was just this ray of sunshine.
Oh, my God.
And did not deserve that.
This one already hurts my heart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, Rita.
Sorry, Rita.
I'll go in a similar vein then to a TV show, a little bit left field as well. Mm. Did you ever watch Bones?
No, I wasn't a huge Bones fan, but okay. Lay it on me.
Great. So this character's name is Lance Sweets, right? And he is like this adorable, he's a psychologist. and also like works in their team, their crime fighting team, if you want to call it that, right? He dies, obviously, because he's on the list of worst deaths, but he's probably the only one in the immediate team to die, right? And then so how it plays out is he gets super involved in this case that he generally doesn't really get involved in like this hardcore detective cases, but he got super involved. Anyway, they tried to shoot him. He shot them and then they hit him with the car or something along those lines. I can't remember. Anyway, he died of massive internal bleeding while everybody was there trying to save him. And then they have to undertake an autopsy on him, like the whole team has to try and figure out who this killer is. And, yeah, his, like, wife is pregnant or girlfriend. I can't remember if they were married. Is pregnant at the time. Like, oh it's God. Just devastating. And when, he'd been on the show for 7 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, when you involve kids as well, it's just
– kids and animals.
It rips you.
So, yeah, I remember watching that and I was like, sweet. And I don't cry over humans generally, but I did shed a tear for sweets.
Aww.
Yeah. Sorry, humans, but if you're as good a human as sweets, maybe I'd cry about you. There you go.
Amy gives no fucks.
Nah, not at all. That's my middle name, gives no fucks. All right, over to you.
All right, another television show one. Another one that really just kind of took me by surprise was Kuttner from House. So he was a newer member of the team. He was recruited by House. There's this entire season worth of him recruiting a new team, and Kuttner was part of that. If you don't know who Kuttner is, he's like Kumar from Harold and Kumar.
Oh, okay. I know who he is now. Yeah. Right.
So the team needs...
Sorry, public service announcement. My husband is playing... Rachel, what's the name of the new game that's come out?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever Call of Duty shit that everyone's playing.
Oh, it's a Call
playing.
Of Duty I think so.
Whatever. The one where you have to die with money and... look, I don't know the rules. We've already discussed this in the gaming episode.
Yeah.
But he's just got back from 3 weeks away in Cooktown and has literally just started playing this game with his friends.
Right.
So if you hear some crazy psycho yelling in the background, that's my husband. Yeah. Sorry about it.
Love you, Reese.
Yeah. It's all real here. You hear it real time. Anyway.
Okay, so Kuttner.
Yep.
Poor Kuttner. He it's really out of nowhere. He takes his own life.
Oh.
I know.
I do remember this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for some reason it's like, oh, where's Kuttner? I don't know. He's having a sick day or something like that. And they're like, bro, where is he? We're going to go find him. We're going to go talk to him. And Olivia Wilde and Foreman, wow, 13 and Foreman go into Kuttner's apartment and, yeah, he's gone. He's just gone.
That's terrible. I do remember that one now. That was hard.
Really hard.
Because House is super disconnected from it all too. So he was just like, well.
Well, then he gets like super connected to it in the sense that he like, no, he didn't kill himself. And
someone killed him. Yeah. You can't let it go. Oh, my God. This list is just so long. There's so many.
I know. Same girl.
Okay. Let's go for a book. All right. I'm going to go for a book one. Actually, I have two book ones that are sending out to me here.
Okay.
Did you ever read The Fault in Our Stars? It became a movie.
I didn't.
Okay. So it's a movie about two kids who have cancer.
Yes.
Right? So one of them is struggling through it at the moment.
Yep.
And one has had cancer before and
this
still attends.
This is the okay.
That's people. The one.
Yeah. I deliberately didn't watch it because of the thyroid cancer situation.
I thought it would have hit a little bit close to home.
Yeah.
So I read this book years and years and years ago whenever it came out.
Yeah.
And I don't often cry in books either. But this one I was like, fuck you, John Green. Like, how dare you?
You bastard.
Kill Augustus Waters.
Aww.
Because he was just so lovely.
Aww.
And then I took all my friends to see it. I didn't cry in the movie, but I cried in the book. And I look over and they were just like, whoa. Like crying, hysterically crying in the cinema. And I was like, I need to move away from you.
Oh, wow.
But I like when you can get so attached to somebody in a book that you're like, you know what, that hit me real deep in the heart.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, your turn.
A book one from me, Leslie from Bridge to Terabithia.
Oh, Leslie. Oh, my God, I forgot all about her.
Why are children reading this?
I don't know. I think that about a lot of things on
that
the list.
That hurt my heart in a way I've never recovered.
Mm-mm.
I will never recover. RIP to you, Leslie. I can't even go into it because it upsets me that much.
It's like almost a My Girl type feel.
Yeah, well, that was on my list too.
What's his name, the boy?
Thomas J.
Thomas J. He needs his glasses.
He can't see without his glasses.
So I am allergic to bees.
Oh, you are?
Right. So anaphylactic, can die, allergic to bees.
Oh, my God.
So I remember watching that as a kid being like, that could be me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, Mum, where's my EpiPen? Yeah. She's like, you don't need it right now, Amy. Chill out.
See, he didn't have an EpiPen.
Exactly.
Because those all of were it, the days.
They didn't have – well, look, I assumed they had EpiPens back when I watched that film. Yeah,
you were like, well, that's just irresponsible, yeah. Thomas J.
What a fool. All right, next for me. Oh, Jesus. John Coffey from The Green Mile.
Okay, I also had that and I – it's another one that I'll never get over.
No way. That big, soft giant of a man. Did not deserve what happened to him.
He absolutely did not. And it breaks my heart every single time where he's like, don't leave me in the dark.
Yeah.
Don't leave me in the dark.
It's like he's sitting in the room with us.
And it's like, oh, dude, like you're about to die, but what you're worried, like you're scared of the dark and you don't want to be afraid. Mm. And oh, boo.
Yeah, that was hard one because that movie was so intense.
It really was.
And he was like the only little shining – little, big shining light.
Huge shining of that, light.
Huge shining light of that film. Did the actor who played him die? Die? Was that him?
I don't know if this is a Mandela effect thing right. Because I feel like he did.
I'm going to Google it while you tell me the next one. Okay. But, yeah, there you go, John Coffey.
John Coffey. Okay, what's my next one? I'm going to go with, if we're going to, like truly devastating movies, I'm going to go with Bruno and Chimel from The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas.
Oh, my God. I can't even talk about that movie. That's fucked up, that movie.
That film is so terribly fucked.
Oh, my God.
In every way. And everybody knows about all of the atrocities that occurred during the Holocaust. Mm. Watching this particular scenario unfold kind of through the eyes of the children kills me. Mm. It absolutely kills me. And, you know, the pure innocence of, oh, you know, okay, I'm going to go help this kid find his dad.
Mm-hmm.
They get ushered into a gas chamber and even Bruno sits there and he's like, oh, you know, yeah, we're probably just – waiting here for something, and they order them, you know, to take off their clothes, and it's just, oh.
It's devastating. I remember that was on TV. I must have been in uni, and all of my friends were like, oh, Boy in the Striped Pyjamas is on tonight. Is everybody watching it? Like, this is what we were talking about. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch it. I hadn't watched it in years, and I just remember watching it and being like, what have I done to myself
here?
I should never have watched this again. It's just very daunting and very confronting.
There's even a scene in it. I think it's where the wife confronts him about what's going on over there, and it just goes to show you that, like, people use the word Nazi so loosely, and it's hard to remember that a lot of them were just people, and you know, spare the few that committed all of these
atrocities.
You know, there are people like that wife who were just, you know, doing what they do.
What's it like, was it 5 degrees of separation or whatever? Like,
yeah. Yeah, 6 degrees of separation.
That's it. I was close. Yeah. I was one off. Yeah, that movie, wow.
Mm.
Holy. I'm like feeling super morbid after hearing that one.
I'm sorry.
Also, to get more morbid, I can confirm that the actor, Michael Clarke Duncan, did die.
He did
who
die.
Who played John Coffey in 2012. Well,
oh.
Yes. So there you go. Even more sad. Why have we That's done this so to ourselves? Sad.
Why are we doing this? Why don't we have chocolate?
Yeah. Look, chai tea is all I've got.
Okay. Well, I'll. You know what? I should have brought the chocolate.
Yes.
Or some tequila or something.
Tequila would – oh, look, tequila just gives me bad memories.
I mean, tequila.
Tequila mocking
is not my friend.
No. Is it my turn? It is my turn.
It is your turn, yes.
All right. So I'm going to just say here, literally every dog that dies in a dog's purpose right?
Okay.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I won't I don't want to.
Don't do it. Yeah. So I said to Reese one night, I was like, do you know what? I want to watch this because it is happy, the movie, yeah. but it's also extremely sad.
Right.
And I cry. So I'm not a crier generally. I know I've said I've cried a lot of times, but this is in the space of 30 years, right?
Yeah, correct.
I can tell you, 5 minutes into that film, I started crying and I did not stop crying till the end of that film. I was emotionally drained and dehydrated that I had to like have a 6 hour nap.
Oh my God.
I was, and there's a second film that's come out now. I can't watch it. Oh
yeah,
yeah. I can't watch it.
Dog's Journey or something. Whatever like that. It is. Yeah. I won't. No, I don't go, I don't do animal films
Mm-mm.
just because I know that there's at least going to be, there's going to be something that kills my life and
yep.
and rips my soul apart. Yep. So
they're
I just
so pure.
Stay away from animal movies.
Yeah. I had immediate regrets, but I needed to see it through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the most, the hardest one to watch was.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's a scene. So essentially it's like this dog that gets reincarnated all the time, has different owners, but eventually, spoiler alert, ends up with the same guy many, many, many years down the track. Aww. So it's lovely. It's like, yeah, you come full circle and it ends happy. He's back with his owner, like all that kind of stuff. However, in the first like 20 minutes of the film, it shows him as like growing up with this boy and their boy is now in university and the dog's getting old. And then the boy goes away to university and immediately I was like, he's going to die. Bailey's going to die. Bailey yeah. is going to die. And I just started crying even before the dog had died.
Aww.
And he like had this long life and he died of old age and the boy came back from university and was there. But I was a mess.
Aww.
And then Reese turned to me and was like, should we be watching this movie? I'm like, I've committed now.
Yeah. Like absolutely not, but we're going to.
It's happening because I need to see if it is a happy ending. Anyway, any dog animal related film, I'm just going to strike that off my list straight away. If an animal dies in a film, I'll be sad. You can guarantee.
Yes.
Oh, God, that was hard.
I had one dog on my list.
Oh, God, tell me who.
The one from Futurama.
Oh, Seymour? Is that his name?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He just waited there forever.
I can't. Why have we done this to ourselves?
I don't know.
This is a terrible idea.
He waited there.
This is a terrible idea.
And it was really cute. And it makes me cry. Why would I cry at Futurama ever?
I know.
But that dog gets me.
Like, just I can't talk about him. I'd forgotten all about him.
I'm sorry.
I'm scarred for life. Talking about movies that you shouldn't cry in, right?
Yeah.
One on my list that I had was Ellie from Up.
Oh, but dude, me too.
That was terrible.
I limited myself to two Disney things as well, and I had Mufasa and Ellie.
Oh,
Ellie, that first 10 minutes of Up is something that should simultaneously not exist and is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen ever. Mm-hmm. It's so wonderfully done and it's so incredibly tragic.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of audio. It's like music playing and you're still like gut-wrenchingly upset afterwards.
Yeah, I was inconsolable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did not cry, but I was like, what the fuck have I just sat down to watch?
Yeah.
Like, because you saw all the ads and it was like, what's the little boy's name? Gus? Is it Gus? Whatever.
No.
The adventurer with all the badges. What's his name? I don't remember his name.
I remember the dog is Doug.
Yeah. Anyway, Doug's friend.
Yeah.
He's like in all of the promo for it. And I was like, this is going to be a cute little Disney movie. No.
Yeah, nope. First 10 minutes, ripped your heart out.
Absolutely not.
Yep.
All right, there you go. Over to you. Who's next?
Okay, oh, shit, I have so many.
I know. I'm just like, God. I'm doing a cull in my head of who's least important.
Right. I know. I'm trying to do the same thing right now, right at this moment. Okay. I'm going to say from Scrubs, Dr. Cox's brother.
Yeah. Because, no.
And it's not necessarily that I was attached to that particular character, but I am attached to Dr. Cox.
Yep.
And
he was a hard ass, but we loved him.
Yeah. And the fact that he hallucinates practically that entire episode and then coming to the realization that he's at his brother's funeral.
Ugh, my heart My heart hurts a lot this episode. That was a tough one to watch, actually. You're correct. All right, I'm going to do one more and then I'll get into the fandom, the big ones, we'll, right?
Like rapid fire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So have you ever read the Divergent series? Is that a yes or a no?
I know, I didn't read it.
Did you watch the films?
I didn't enjoy the films. Mm. I watched two of them, didn't bother with the third.
The films are terrible in comparison to the books. You should read the books.
Maybe if I can get over the films.
Well, I'm about to spoil the ending of the book.
I don't care.
So the films end completely different to the books, right? And there's not a lot of similarity in there. In the books, the main character, Triss, actually dies.
Oh.
Right? And she dies. Yeah. I was so sad, right? Because in the book, she's such a, you get so attached to her. Yeah. In the movies, she's actually a bit shithouse. And I was like, if she died, I probably wouldn't be sad. Yeah. Which is terrible to say. Not the actress, just the character.
Right.
But in the book, she like sort of comes from nothing and makes herself into this person. And she finds love and all this stuff. And it ends with her having to sacrifice herself to save people.
Oh, that is sad.
And then the last chapter is in his perspective after she's gone.
Four?
Yes.
See, I gotcha.
Yeah, you got it.
Which he was hot, by the way.
Oh, my God. Was he ever? Here it comes. Here comes the fangirling flair.
This is the fangirling we know and love.
He is one of the most attractive people. Theo James is his name.
Oh, my God.
That skin, those abs, that complexion.
Mm.
If he died, I would have been devastated.
Mm.
Anyway, she dies in the books, and this was another one that I finished reading, and I was just so angry. I was like, I've invested however many, 5 years or whatever, reading this series. And then she fucking died and no one was well, I mean, people were happy because they weren't, you know, oppressed by whoever anymore.
Yeah.
But not everyone was happy because the hot sexy Four was sad. I think that was my biggest concern about it.
Because Four can't be sad. That's not right.
It's not acceptable.
It's not right.
All right. Who else have you got before we rapid fire?
Okay. The last one that's kind of like not in a fandom is Hillary from Beaches.
What?
Beaches is one of my favorite childhood movies. It's a movie I should not have watched as a child. And it starred Bette Midler and I don't remember the actress's name. But anyway, Bette Midler and this other girl, Cece and Hillary.
Right.
And they meet at a beach when they are young girls. You know, Hillary's very like rich and comes from a family of lawyers and blah, blah, blah. And Cece is like a performer, but she's poor and she's Jewish and whatever.
Right.
And
it's a very opposite.
And it's like a very unlikely friendship, but they become the very, very best of friends.
Mm-hmm. I can see where this is going.
Yeah. Hillary gets cardiomyopathy and.
Whoa. Holy.
I know. I sound fancy. It's only because I've watched the movie about 10,000 times.
Pushing as she pushes her glasses up her nose.
Uh-huh. And she, you know, she has a daughter and, you know, she passes away. And then Bette Midler, Cece, sings Wind Beneath My Wings.
Oh, is that what that is out of?
That is what that is out
of. I have seen her sing, like seen that.
Yeah.
Didn't know what that was out of.
Breaks my heart.
Wow. Okay. You've put all of those pieces together for me now. I'm sad to hear that it was about a sad.
Yeah, and then she also sings that Glory of Love song, but then she sings like a very slow, somber ballad version of it.
Ballads. We're going to play like a cheesy, but well, we can't, but I wish we could play a cheesy ballad to like finish this out. Anyway, okay, Beaches. I might have to watch that.
Watch it.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
All right, Harry Potter.
All of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The two that I narrowed it down to were Snape and Fred.
Okay. So the two that I narrowed it down to were Dobby and Fred.
Dobby was almost in there, as was Hedwig.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Hedwig. I can't talk about Hedwig.
Yeah.
Hedwig would have been close second to Dobby. And that's probably because Hedwig didn't speak. So I had no connection in that sense to her. I had to think then. I was like, fuck, is Hedwig a girl?
Yeah, yes. Hedwig's a girl. And also Lupin and Tonks.
Oh, yeah, just all of them.
Just all. And Sirius.
Sirius, Albus, Dumbledore.
Dumbledore, yeah.
He's probably on the bottom of my list.
Dumbledore would like, Jake suggested Dumbledore and I was like,
Maybe if it was Dumbledore.
Bad.
Dumbledore.
We can't.
Sexy Jude Law.
Fucking hell.
So yeah, Fred Weasley 100% was the worst death in Harry Potter for me.
Yeah.
I remember reading that. I don't know if we've spoken about it before. Probably. But
probably.
It destroyed me.
I had to take a break.
Yeah. And like the Deathly Hallows is a fucking big book.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think there might have been 10 chapters left after that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're so close, but you
need that's to take it a break. For today. You need to step away. Yeah.
Ooh, that was a tough one. I remember my sister in hysteric. Like, she was hysterical. Fred was her favorite character in the entire book series. And she actually, for months, hated J.K. Rowling. Like, hated her. And I was like, Kathy, come on. It's okay. And she's like, it's not okay. So, and then Dobby for me.
Yeah.
Because he saved them, I think. He did. And same with Snape.
And he was such a happy fellow.
He was a free elf in the end.
He was.
I have socks that say Dobby is a free elf. I know. Every time I wear them, I get sad. Anyway, and then, yeah, Snape, he's definitely right up there.
Yeah.
The redemption story.
The redemption.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Okay. Game of Thrones.
Hodor. I've only got one and that was it. Because all of the rest are sad.
They are.
His stood out for me. And I think we said this when we did our Game of Thrones review. That death.
Yeah.
No, sir.
It was for so long. You know, like your sister was mad at J.K. Rowling.
Mm.
I was mad at Bran.
Yeah.
For
putting him in that situation.
Pretty much a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had to wait for the next season to come out.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck you, Bran.
How dare you?
And it would just be at random times. You know, I could just be cooking dinner and it would hit me. And I'd turn to my husband and be like, fucking Bran.
Mm.
Fucking Bran.
And he's like, yes, dear.
And he's like, you need to calm down.
Mm.
You calm down. You're holding a knife.
Don't wave that thing at me.
Stop that.
Who would have you had second? Who was your second?
I struggled with my second. I chose Ned Stark. Mm. And I chose him not because particularly that it devastated me, but because it almost quite literally changed my life.
Yeah, right. It started this whole thing. And we did say that when we did that review that it was
started the
catalyst.
Whole thing. It made me no longer trust in anything. Ever.
Trust nothing.
No one is safe.
Mm-mm.
You know, and it probably was the first time that I'd experienced a leading character being, you know, thrown out of the game so early into it. Because, you know, going into, you know, that this is just season one.
Yeah.
And like, season, it's not even the last episode.
No.
What the fuck?
You trust so much that things might go wrong, but there's still time to save everyone.
Yeah, and not for little old Neddy.
Not for Ned. No more head.
I was gonna. And the other one I had was Shireen Baratheon.
Oh yes, I reckon that would be my second. That scene was devastating.
That hearing her scream for her parents.
No, can't. That's some good acting,
fuck
right
those
there,
guys.
That's some good acting, Shireen.
Fuck you, Melisandre.
Yeah. The other one I had here, which is part of a, so shall we say, big fandom, was Tony Stark from Avengers Endgame.
I did not put Tony Stark because I thought that you probably would.
You guessed it.
I put Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
And they go hand in hand to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
That Spider-Man scene.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark. I love Tom Holland. Have I said that before in case I haven't?
You have. Mm. Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah.
I love him.
You love him.
He can act as anyone and anything in my books. All right, look, I have more on my list, but I feel like I can't take any more drama.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, but I have to say this one.
Okay,
before
go.
Before we go.
Go.
Because I've just read it and laughed at myself.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Land Before Time when you were little?
Oh, my God, Littlefoot's mum.
Yes, absolutely.
I will never get over it.
You see
Why
her.
Do they do these
She's
things?
She's like a shadow in the background, a dead corpse of a dinosaur.
I know, it's horrible.
I don't think when I was that young I fully understood. I was like, oh, well, he's just on to his next adventure.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, that bitch died.
Yeah.
And just left her tiny little baby to fend for himself.
Yeah. Well, she didn't do it on purpose. But
no,
okay.
I know.
Amy, calm down.
But I was just so angry when I realized the implications of it all.
Yep.
And then I was sad because she was crying and he was crying. And I'm like, this is an animated and not even a good animated show. Like, it was old.
It was old.
I'm pretty
sure
it came out the year I was born.
Did it?
I think so. I'm going to confirm that.
While you confirm that, I'm going to throw in a couple more.
Okay, go.
Just because I can.
Yep.
I had the 10th Doctor.
Oh.
David Tennant's doctor.
Yes.
His little catchphrase, you know, they all got their little catchphrases. His was Allons-y, which is let's go.
Mm.
So to me, his last words being, I don't want to go.
Doctor, I'm sorry.
Doctor. He's not even my favourite doctor.
No, it's just
Matt
the
Smith's
death.
My favourite doctor.
The death was hard.
But that death was hard. And then I'm going to do a quick shout out to Wash from Serenity and Firefly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to review that. Let's put that on
the list. Let's do that. Let's put it on the list because we need to talk about it. And we need to talk about there needs to be a season two.
Yeah, we're just going to write it and then read it word for word as an episode.
Yeah, let's do that.
It will be terrible smart. Ken confirmed that The Land Before Time came out in 1989, so I was not born yet.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, Amy.
I was born in 91.
A bit ambitious there, but okay.
I was close.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. It's old. And it was sad. All right, that's where we're going to leave it because I can't deal anymore with this.
Yeah, it's too sad.
All right, well, thanks, Samuel, for suggesting this episode. It's gone really well.
Getting us into a funk.
Yeah.
Lucky we got chai tea. Drink ourselves stupid now.
Yeah. Maybe we will open that bottle of wine.
Mm.
All right. That is it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.